another gate, Skinder. It's 1930 UTC. And you're listening to the Dubious Coral Mushroom Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman and expedition leader. It rained really good overnight. And so, I'm out looking for coral mushrooms. There is mein Messer. I left it in the car, and that's okay, because I don't think we're going to harvest any mushrooms today. And if we do, we can always go back to the car to get it. Okay, so we got to look for logs, and I'm looking at logs right now. And on these logs, we got lots of white jellies and some Caprinus. What else did you expect? Woohoo! Okay. So we'll just keep on looking. Oh. I'm only moderately messed up today. I'm doing pretty good. Oh, what's over here? Here's an interesting little lump of stuff. More little Caprinus popping up. Those kind of look like, are those shaggy manes? No. Shaggy manes never grow in the cluster like that anyway. Sometimes you can find shaggy manes clustering, but they tend to only cluster in groups of like two, maybe three. Alright, let's see, what else do you need to know? It's fairly cool. It's about 75 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about, pulling numbers out of my hat here, about 23 degrees Celsius. The humidity is extraordinarily high, and the sun is blazing down, so even though it's only 75 degrees, it does seem like it's a lot hotter. Ooh, what's this? Here's a little log with some, this is interesting. It's got two for one. It's got orange mat Caprinus on it, and a daddy long legs, and some Auricularia auriculum. That's always good. Okay. Now, how can I be walking through webs? I am, of course, back at the old Heron Haven, because if you'll remember from yesterday's show, I did find some coral, but it was down in a ditch, down in a little ravine, and covered up with sticks and logs and all kinds of other deterrents from keeping me from going down there and doing my mushroom thing. So we're going to go back there, see if there's any fresh stuff in that area. And we're going to check a bunch of logs, because that's what we do. We check logs. This is my life. This is all I do. What was that blorp blorp? Must have been a frog. It's kind of weird, but am I starting to get a little bit too hot already? Can this be possible? Yes, it can. Just gotta stay out of the sun here and I might be alright. Alright, I probably should start looking at some of these logs in here. Come on, corals. Come and talk to me. I'm your buddy friend. Yeah, so we're going to have to push a lot of leaves out of the way. And am I going to need a stick? You know what's funny is I thought about grabbing my stick. I have a walking stick that is really good for pushing plants out of the way to look for logs. I'm looking at logs. I'm looking at logs, and it's pretty fun for me. Oh, I smell a smell. What is that smell? You don't want my opinion on what this smells like. I can smell something. Is it mercaptan-y? Mercaptan. What am I smelling? Yeah. So I'm also looking at logs. Moving stuff out of the way. Hey. Oh, my back is a little bit better today. It's still a little weird, but as long as I don't aggravate it, so stretch in a weird way, I know what not to do. So I'm gonna make every attempt not to do it. But if you hear me scream, you'll know what went horribly wrong. Okay, well, not seeing any corals around here like I should. You know, I'm kind of tempted to head over to OPPD as well. I don't see any, and I don't smell that smell anymore. What I smelled was, I don't know, it didn't smell animal-y, it smelled more plant-y. And there are some plants that have a stinky mercaptan-y smell, but I didn't know if we had any here or not. Oh, here's a funky log. I thought this log would be having some stuff on it. It does not. And we might have a good mushroom day tomorrow, too. Just because mushrooms, different species of mushrooms, grow at different rates, and so maybe we'll get some more mushrooms tomorrow. And oh, there's a bunch of duckies. Hi, duckies. You're so ducky. Speaking of ducky, guess what I was watching last night? Again. That's right. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Oh, I can't get enough of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And it was an episode in color, too. It was great. And it was dated. I saw the date on it. It was something, something, 1965, a 50-year-old television show. It was actually like 51 years old, and it was awesome. In this episode, our boys Ilya Kuryakin and Napoleon Solo were looking for, well, they were up against an organization who had all these stolen paintings from the war, and they were selling them back to their original owners. Oh, and look at that. Alright, I'm in that spot where the coral is, and yeah, there's just no way for me to get down there. And I am angry because it looks like there's some fresh growth. It's about 3 meters away. Oh, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Man, oh man, we are not gonna get down there. There's no possible way. I'm angry. Oh, I'm not angry at the mushrooms. The mushroom gods know I'm not angry. I'm angry at me because somehow I can't get down there. Oh, well. All right, so let's walk into the blind really quick. Wow. I can't see any open water anywhere. It's just duckweed. Duckweed, duckweed, duckweed. And out there on the delta, I see some ducks just hanging around. That's so groovy. So duckerific. Alright, I, for some reason, am thinking we should leave. We need to find corals, and we sort of found them, but we can't get to them, we can't take pictures. I'm trying to think of all the other places I have found coral mushrooms. There's a ravine near my house in which I have found them before, but I do not want to go down there today because I'm afraid it'll be too muddy. And I'm not particularly afraid of actually getting muddy so much as this ravine is very steep and very treacherous. And when it gets wet and muddy, it also gets very slippery. And this would be a bad day to be falling down. You know, not that I'm any kind of old person. No, I've fallen and I can't get up. I've got no problem falling down. Trust me. I'm an expert at it. But what I don't need to do is to mess up my back in a fall. It's not the fall that injures you. It's trying to catch yourself. And I'm the kind of guy who's pretty coordinated. Maybe less so now than when I was younger. But, you know, if I fall, I'm the kind of guy that automatically goes into save mode, and I will twist or do something strange and try to catch myself from falling, and that's when I always injure myself. What I have yet to learn is that it's safer for me to just take the fall. Oh, here's a funny little mushroom hiding under here. Hi, buddy. Who's this guy? Well, I'm just going to take a picture of him. I can smell that smell again. Is that smell? Is that fox or is that deer? What am I smelling here? That photo's no good. What does this smell smell like? You know, this actually smells more skunky than it does fox or deer. I wonder if we finally got a skunk in here. You know, in all of the years that I've been coming out here, I've never actually seen a skunk on Heron Haven's property, which is unusual because this big major creek, most people would call a river, that runs next to this place, it's a skunk highway. And I've seen skunks pretty much everywhere else, just not in here. Haven't seen any skunks in the last couple of years in this area, but not too many weeks ago, I did see some skunk roadkill in this area. I think I smelled it first, then I saw them on the road. And so I do know that the skunks are back. They're just not in the same population as I would like them to be, which is many. Because I like skunks. They're like kitties that can't see very well and are a little bit stinky. Alright. Hey, there's some ducks in the sub pond. Hi, duckies. You're my buddies. I think what we're going to do now is head over to OPPD. And we're going to go there in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. And here we are. The OPPD Arboretum. I'm now crossing a footbridge. Oh, it got hotter, kids. Oh, that's okay. I'm on a mission today. I'm walking up Marmot Alley right now. I do not see any marmots, but you can rest assured that I am in fact looking. Where's my motties? We're not even on a Mati mission today. Today we are on coral mushroom mission. And I'm gonna do my secret coral mushroom attack. Oh, yes, I'm starting to have secret attacks, just like Axe Cop. I thought I was watching a little bit too much Axe Cop recently, and so I didn't watch it this week. But that just made me miss Major Lazer. And I like Major Lazer. Booyaka. So, wow, sun hits me and that one hurt. Oh, some relief. Into the forest, across another footbridge. And here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Now, we should be able to find some interesting fungal action up in here today. Which way do I want to go? I think I'm going to go this way. And we'll take a look. Oh, you know what I want to see? I want to see Man from U.N.C.L.E. 50 years later. Robert Vaughn and Donald McCallum are still alive. Why can't we? These guys must be 80. And I see them on TV. Why can't we get these guys together? Speaking of TV, and speaking of 60s spy stuff, guess what else was on last night? The Avengers. But not the Patrick McGee television show. No, that movie they made, when was that? Back in the 90s with Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes. I think he pronounces his name Fiennes. And that's not even his full name. Ralph Fiennes. Ooh, what is this? Here's something that's gone all gooey. You know what? That might be witch's butter getting ready to do its thing. Ralph Fiennes has a long, double-barreled royalty name. He's a peer of some kind. I don't know what that is. Somebody might have to look that up. I can't remember exactly. But whenever I see his name, it's one of those words that I do not know how to pronounce in English, so I always just say it in French. And his name in French is Fien. And I think he's pretty cool. I wish I could talk like him. He's a cool talking guy. Alright. I'm still looking for mushrooms. Would have thought I would run into some around in here, but apparently not. So we gotta get up to some logs. We gotta find us some logs. Because coral mushrooms, they grow on logs. And on our way back out of here, we're gonna check another area for capped mushrooms. Because I thought as I was walking by, I could see some off in the distance. Okay, crossing my third footbridge of the day. And now walking into the amphitheater. We're gonna check the amphitheater for stuff. You know, it's weird, I still haven't found any stinkhorns this year. Maybe we should be looking for Earth Stars too. Haven't found Earth Stars in yonks. Okay, here we are at the secret turnoff that goes up into the log zone on the other side of the secret mushroom grounds. So, we can hear traffic buzzing by on the interstate. Can actually see cars. And as I look under all this undergrowth and stuff, I'm starting to see mushrooms. Hooray! What's that little dude over there? I wish I could get over there to take a picture of it. But I can't. Boy, all the mushrooms today, they're growing in spots that I cannot access. I can see them, but I cannot access them. So here's our first group of logs to check. And what do we got on this log? Oh, a little bit of something. Let's see. Oh, we got some auricularia, auriculum, and some little caprinus jobs. Nothing real special. Oh, here's a mushroom that's already flopped over. All right. Let's work our way up the deer path now. Give me some coral. Yeah, so anyway, the old Avengers movie was on. And I have to admit, I didn't really watch all that much of it. Which is odd, because I liked the movie. I can understand why nobody else did. It was very confusing and real not obvious, which is what I like, but tends to be what other people can't stand. People don't go to the movies to think. They go to the movies to be mindlessly entertained. And I'm walking up to the next group of logs. We're not getting much up here either. Huh. This is annoying. I was hoping to find some good stuff back here. Okay, keep going up the deer path to the next group of logs. I'm brushing up against way too many nettles. And nothing on this log. What about this log up here? You know what? These logs might be too high. It's got some weird scurf on it, but I don't see any corals. And now I smell a combination of cedar and menthol or something, which is weird because there's no menthol trees around here. Nor are there any cedar trees. Oh, here's a load of white jellies. White jellies. Well, we haven't taken any pictures of any white jellies in a while. We might as well give it a shot, so to speak. Oh, and there's nettles everywhere. Oh. Okay, give me some jellies. Jelly. Get all these plants out of the way. Flash went off. Oh, that's not such a great picture. Got some other stuff over here that's going to develop into white jelly. Okay. And the humidity is now officially starting to get to me. I'm turning around. This is kind of a brief mushroom hunt today, but man, when the weather's like this, it is too dangerous. Too dangerous for me. So we're gonna kinda work our way back, get out of here. I cannot afford to overexert myself today. I've got other stuff I need to do. I need to go to the bank and there was something else I was supposed to do, but I don't remember what it is. And before I round this corner, I will predict that we're going to find a whole bunch of little golf ball mushrooms. Oh my god, there's a deer right up there. Oh, holy smokes. He's just walking down. He does not see me. Okay. He's now out of sight. Okay. Where is he? I have reacquired him. I'm going to move. The funny thing is, where this deer is, it means that I walked past him on the way in. He was up in the woods high, and I was down low. Okay, I no longer have... I do not see him anymore. Where did he go? He's probably drinking out of the stream. I do not see him. He couldn't have gone anywhere. He's right at the edge of the forest, and if he walks in one direction or another, he's out in plain sight. Where'd this guy go? He can't be down low enough to be out of my sight in the ravine. Where did this guy go? Could he have possibly turned around and gone back up? And how did I not see that? This is a deer that just disappeared into thin air. Where could this guy possibly have gone? I've now walked all the way around the area he was in. Did I just hallucinate the whole thing? No, that's not possible. Where did that deer go? This is mind-boggling. I'm going off trail. Alright, well, I'm walking through here making enough noise to wake the dead. So if he's watching me, or she, most likely she knows right where I am. But I'm hearing something too. Where? Okay, unbelievable. It looks like somehow I've managed to lose a deer. And it's not like she went very far. She just disappeared. Huh. Isn't that typical too? You know, you come out here looking for mushrooms, you run into something else. But as for me, I gotta get out of here. The humidity and the sudden excitement of seeing a deer has got me a little bit too warm. I'm starting to sting all over, and I still gotta go to the bank and all this stuff, and my damn air conditioning in my car stopped working. I don't know if I'm even gonna be able to go to the bank. Where did my deer go? She couldn't have bolted back up through here. I would have seen it. This is just mind-boggling. And I'd love to walk down in there. Can't get through. Alright, so we're gonna walk back down Marmot Alley and stick really close to the forest, because that deer might be sitting right here. Funny thing is, starting to run out of time too, so you know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna see the deer right as we run out of time, or we're gonna run out of time, then I'm gonna see the deer. Run out of time for what, you might be thinking? Well, this show you've been listening to, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC. Well, at least the sun went behind a cloud. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Oh, look at this. Here's a mati in a hole. I'm sitting here looking for the deer, and here's a mati. Hi, mati. Oh, he just ran back down. I was going to take a picture of his mati face. My name's Tobe. I still don't see any deer. I'll see you tomorrow, though. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.